Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Riz here, and I'm going to do a rather interesting review here for you. And I don't know why I decided to do this, but I thought I would. Today, actually, I do know why I was going to do this review, and I don't know why I said I didn't. Anyways, I'm going to ramble. Excuse my ramblings, they do occur from time to time, and I do apologise for them when and if they occur. Moving on to what I'm supposed to be talking about. Today, I am going to review the PlayStation 2. In fact, to give it its full title, the Sony PlayStation 2. Now, many people may be aware of what the Sony PlayStation 2 is. However, some people may not. The Sony PlayStation 2 is a follow-up to the very, very popular and successful Sony PlayStation console. Now, the PlayStation was a 32-bit console, a 32-bit processing console. The PlayStation 2 is a 64-bit processing console. Its primary function is games. However, that is not all it does. And this is one of the reasons why I thought I'd do a review, because it has very many functionalities, and games is one of them. And I thought I'd do a review just to give you an idea of what the PlayStation 2 is capable of. Now, some people who know more about consoles will be thinking, the PlayStation 3 is coming out anytime soon, so why do a review on the PlayStation 2? Well, a number of reasons. First of all, the PlayStation 3 will be very expensive when it comes out. There is quite a lot of time before it does, and chances are you'll be able to get a PlayStation 2 for a cheaper price. So, let's talk about the PlayStation 2 itself. It is a powerful machine. It is a powerful machine. And has good capabilities. Now, I'm first going to describe the PlayStation 2 to you. And to do that, actually what I'll do is I shall actually I'm going to move the recorder up here. Oops. Sorry, I nearly dropped you all there. Right. Now, in front of me sits the PlayStation 2. Now, I do have to say that this is the new slimline PlayStation 2 that I have here with me. It's not the traditional PlayStation 2, which is much wider, much bigger, and chunkier. This is a slimline PlayStation 2. It's a rectangular shape on top of a smaller rectangular shape. So basically, part of the upper rectangular shape juts out from the smaller rectangular shape, and you house it so the long sides are at the top of the bottom. That's how it's positioned. Now, to describe the unit, I'm actually going to unplug all the connections to it, because it'll be easier to move my way around it. Okay, now I've unplugged everything, and now I'm holding the unit. Now this one here in my hand is black. You can get silver model of this as well. It's black. Now, I'm going to first discuss the front of the unit. Whoops, without breaking it first. What we have at the front, first of all, on the top left-hand corner, on the top left, are two slots. And they are almost like some PCs and some laptops. Actually, some laptops have I can't think of the word right now. Where's it gone? It'll come to me in a minute. For those, why can't I think? Anyway, it's like a door, and you give it you can open it by just pushing. But you don't actually do it that way. All you do is you push the item that goes into it. Now, what these two doors are for, I'm still trying to think of that word. I haven't used one in ages. My modem used to be plugged into it, and those cards. I can't think of the word. I do apologise. Anyways, there are two slots, well, two of these doors going from left to right, and they're together. And they're for the memory cards. Now then, what are memory cards, I hear you ask? Well, when you play a PlayStation 2 game, sometimes you need to save it. And to save it, you use these memory cards. Now, these are 8 megabyte memory cards. The PlayStation, the first one, had a 1 megabyte. These are 8 megabytes. You can actually get 64 megabyte cards now, but they're a bit bigger and a bit chunkier. And these cards are actually quite, I would say quite small. But they're quite small, but I mean, if you take some of the smaller units now, some of the smaller flash memory units now, they're a lot smaller and hold a lot more memory. These are only 8 megabytes. And only have so much space. Now, directly underneath them are the ports, and these are like parallel ports. And these are for your joypads. I will describe a joypad to you in a minute. Now, just to the left of the second memory card slot, sorry, to the right of the second memory card slot, is the eject button. And what that does is the following. There you go. Opens the drawer, which I'll discuss where the CD door is in a minute. Open, close, open, close. I apologise. Now, as we go along from that, and that's like a little button, it's, you actually have to, it's not, doesn't stand out or stick out, in fact, goes in a little bit, and it's like a little, very thin button in keeping with the design. We go along further. Now, there's a funny latchy thing here, and I don't know what that does. It's supposed to open out and do something, but I'm not sure, and not fully aware of what that does. And we move along from there, still going to the right, and we have a, oh, there's also a light, a blue light there. We move on to the right, and we have our power button. That's what that sounds like. Now, underneath where the two ports are for the joystick, if we go right from there, this is on the smaller rectangle, you get two USB ports. 1, 2. Now they are used for keyboards, and they're also used for things like memory connectors. If you get a unit called in something like a cheat device, you can get cheap devices, and they have USB connectors where you can transfer from your computer to the PlayStation. You can transfer cheats and things like that. And that's what those USB connectors are for. Keyboards can also be connected. And we have a infrared port here as well, as we keep going to the right. Now, on the top of the unit itself is actually quite plain. On the left, there's just a band of nothingness. Then there's a thin band which has a PlayStation 2 logo. Then just to the right of that, and the largest part of the top of the unit, is the door. When you push the button to eject, the door just comes up and opens. Now, both sides of the unit are actually very, whoops, plain. There's nothing there. The back of the unit, I'm going to start from left going along, from left to right. First, on the left is a power connector, and you just plug your power in there. Then we have the TV connector. You connect that into the back of the TV, and then it uses a SCART connector, and it goes into your SCART lead of your television. Then going along there, we have a little port, I don't know what that does. And then going along from that, we have a network cable. Now, the PlayStation 2 can be used in conjunction with the internet for network games. So here we have an Ethernet port, which is quite a sizable Ethernet port. Now, the first PlayStation 2, like I said, I've got the new Slimline one. The older one didn't come with a modem, but this one does as standard. And then there's not much else to the unit itself. It's little other than that, in terms of its description. So I'm just going to fix everything back in to it now. Just so I don't forget later. And I shall then describe the joypads to you. And I'm not going to spend too much time on those. Just briefly describe them to you so you know what to expect with the joypads. First of all, I've got to plug the joypad in. Right, I'll just tilt it upside down so. There we go. And they're plugging underneath where the memory slots are. And I still can't think of that word. And someone will be shouting at their computer or their MP3 player. They'll probably be shouting out the word. And of course, unfortunately, I can't hear it, but... Right. Actually, I'll just plug the other cables in whilst I'm here. Now... Oops. My apologies, though. Sorry, PlayStation 2. Talking to inanimate objects now. There. All plugged in. Now, the joypad... Oops. Dear me. It's one of those days, I think. Now, the joypad is a really funny, funny shape. How to describe this? It's very, very difficult to describe a shape. It's like a rectangle with bits... It's like a rectangle. So picture a rectangle, then coming off from the bottom right-hand and left-hand corners of the rectangles are curved rectangles, and it's got, at the top of it, again, smaller rectangles shapes. I mean, it's not really a good description. And then underneath that are two circles that jut out, which house these analog control sticks. And they're just at the bottom of the rectangle shape, near the middle. So it's like, and what it does is, its intention is to fit your hand so you can hold it properly. That's what the shape is designed like. Your fingers, your thumbs rest, your left thumb will rest on the arrows, your right thumb rests on the face buttons, and you can also operate the analog controllers, start and select. I'll go through the buttons in a second. Fingers close to the thumb, the fingers close to the thumbs are used to operate the shoulder buttons, as they're called, because they sit at the top of the unit next to the shoulder, and then the rest of your fingers, like your middle finger and your ring finger and your little finger, they don't actually do anything. Okay, so let's describe it to you. On the face of the controller, on the left, we have your arrows. Down, left, up, right. And that's just like a cross shape. If you imagine a cross shape, that's exactly what that's like. Now, just to the right of that is a square button, which is your select button. It has multi-purposes depending on what you're doing. Then, adjacent to that is a start button, which is like a triangle shape, sideways. Now underneath that are two little joystick type things, and these are analog controllers, and these are used quite a lot in games now, and because this joypad does vibrate, and it's just one of these newer features, and some people find these easier to use. I don't like them myself. I don't like analog controllers because they're directionally, they can be quite tricky. Sometimes you're not sure whether you're pressing right or down, so I don't like them. Then, next to them, on the right-hand side, are your four face buttons. They're in a diamond shape. So the left side of the diamond is your square button, the top of the diamond is your triangle, the right side of the diamond is your circle, and the bottom of the diamond is your X button. Now, on the top of the unit, controller, not the face, the top of it, are your four shoulder buttons, L1, L2, R1, R2. And they're used for different purposes. So that's basically a description of the controller. Now then, you're saying to me, why would I want to buy a PlayStation 2? Well, you may not do. But a PlayStation 2 does have many functions. Some people are big gamers, some people aren't as big gamers. The good thing about the PlayStation 2 is, it can also play DVDs. Yes, it can play DVDs and CDs. That's right. So it's not just a games machine. It can play DVDs, it can play CDs. You can go online with it, in certain games, and you can play online games, which is quite the rage now. I've never tried this this is, to my knowledge, it's always inaccessible. And you have to remember, not all mainstream games are inaccessible, as I demonstrated on a previous podcast. Unfortunately, the number of games is quite limited, but there are some that you can play, and of course, if you have some vision, then there are some games you can get away with playing. But like I said, this unit will play DVDs, and it will play CDs as well, which is pretty nifty. Now, really, that's it. PlayStation 2 is made by Sony, of course. And if anyone, even if you're a part-time gamer, I would recommend thinking about the type of games you like. You could, I suppose, get away with certain racing games. Beat-em-ups, of course, are always accessible. Even the more complex ones you can get away with. I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I find wrestling games fairly accessible. As far as menus are concerned, it's very rare you come across accessible menus in games. You just get used to where each control is and where each option is, and then that way you can play it like that. If you have a chance to have a go, have a look around and see what you make of it. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast, my review of the PlayStation 2. Sorry. Right. And that is it for this review. If you wish to contact me, you can always do so. Just send an email to rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's rizstf@ntlworld.com. I hope you enjoyed this rather, in some ways perhaps, rather random podcast. And I'll hope to speak to you soon. And I'll slow down now.